105.7 KPMX. It's 7:39. Mr. Mayor, how are you doing today?
I am doing quite well for as early as it is.
For as early as it is. Welcome. Yeah, I know. Welcome. Me too. You know what the hardest part is? I wake up about 9 o'clock still to this day. Sterling City Council met last night, and what that means is we've got a report coming. Let's see, some things that were tackled. Obviously, marijuana is on the top of a lot of people's minds.
Yes, we had the first reading of the ordinance last night.
All right. The ordinance is different than what I thought it was. It's actually it actually opens up more places than I thought it did. I thought the ordinance originally called for any dispensary to be 2,000 feet from the next one, which would have been really difficult to do, but it's not that.
Correct.
It's more like 500 feet.
Right? 500 feet from other stores, 2,000 feet from schools.
Right.
Yep.
Which, understandable. All right.
Yep. I think the 1,000 feet was pretty understandable. The 2,000 is a bit much for my preference. But hey, personal opinions differ.
You know, that's, we just got done talking about it. That's why we exactly have a consensus kind of a
correct
government.
I wasn't there for the implementation of it, so right, that was previous council that came up with those numbers.
All right. Well, those squares are out of the way, so let's get some real stuff working. Let's get some money coming in. Sorry. This is why I should not have a morning show, because I too don't wake up until 9. Let's see what else we got going on. Just walk us through, if you could, and I'm going to try and find those meetings.
Yes. Well, this is going to be quick. When it came down to business, we approved the budget.
Okay.
And we read the ordinance.
Okay.
That's what we did.
Yep. Oh.
That way, it was pretty short order on a business attire for last night, but I mean, we discussed other smaller things, you know,
okay,
a little bit of house cleaning and such. Nothing really to report on.
Fairly short meeting then.
It was relatively short. I think we were in and out in about an hour or less.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm looking on the City of Sterling Parks Library and Recreation because there are a series of meetings for the RecPlex concept. And I wanted you to kind of give your thoughts. We've already had one of these meetings, right?
Correct, yes.
How many people showed up?
It was reported 18 people were there. I didn't catch whether that accounted for the people who were there with the information or if it was citizens alone. But considering the amount of comments that Facebook alone has created
yes,
on the whole Save the Rec Center fiasco, I would have thought the attendance would have been significantly higher.
This is a surprise to me, too, because I was at that one, just mm-hmm, one of many city council meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Where it seemed like there were far more than that in the audience.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we had that much easily in just one of the meetings where someone had something to say about it. But no, there's two more meetings. They're looking for information on what people want. You know?
Okay.
I mean, really, that's what it is. It's just information gathering. They're coming to see the public's input and see if they even want it to go through.
The next meeting will be Monday the 28th. So, yes, Monday, October 28th, 3 p.m., Sterling Public Library.
Sounds right.
Let me double check that, but just make sure. And on the Facebook page, we've got two people that intend on going.
Yeah.
So this is one of the things. So what we can do in like here, and I think if other people who are interested in this, mm-hmm, share that Facebook page or share that Facebook notice,
yep,
which is what I'm going to do right now on the KPMX Facebook page. But share this information. No, I said this information. So it's inside joke. Share this information and let's get people there because this was something that really, what do I want to say? It evoked a lot of emotion.
Oh, absolutely.
From a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So now as we get into the planning phase, we need those people and their ideas.
Yeah, if they want to have a voice, they need to show up and voice it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, given you can always contact anybody at Parks and Rec and let them know. But I mean, this is, you know, the official kind of open meeting, so to speak, for the public to come out and voice their opinions. So yeah, pop on by, let people know what you think. I mean, your opinion may not have been a popular opinion until you voiced it out there. So get out there, give them some ideas, and let them know what you want to see, if anything, you know, when it comes to a new rec center.
Right. Yeah. Because this is one of those things that's going to cost a whole ton of money.
Oh, it's a boatload of money. Yeah, it's a huge process. No, it's funny. We have a particular council member who likes to always bring up the financial aspect of it. And I'm like,
right.
How about we get a concept first, you know? And then down the road, because guess what? Inflation's real. And guess what?
It rarely goes in reverse.
Yeah, this is going to take millions of dollars to build, regardless of whether it's two separate entities or whether it's one big complex. And probably tens of millions.
Probably tens of millions of today's dollars,
exactly.
Based on loose concepts that we, you know, there are suggestions at this point.
Oh, yeah.
There's a concept. There's a suggestion at this point. But we need to clarify that to make it concrete. Or is it cement? Anyway, no, it's concrete. We need to make it concrete and make it real. And that is also going to take years.
Absolutely.
So we have to sort of plan. Everyone. This is because this is a public thing.
Oh, yeah.
We have to plan for how much it could cost 10 years down the road, because it could be that long.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would say it'd easily be that long. I mean, unless we have some like super rich guy showing up and be like, hey, here's $60 million. We might break ground tomorrow.
Yeah.
just to say we did.
You listening, Elon?
Exactly.
You know, we could always use a couple of $50, $60 million and we'll break ground on this bad boy. It'll have something for everybody.
Any billionaires out there, just go ahead and drop on by, blank check us. We'll knock it out. We'll put in every concept you can come up with.
That's true. They say you can't make everybody happy, but I think with the right amount of money, you can come close, right?
You sure can. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's 7:46 on this Wednesday morning. So, again, Monday, the 28th, 3 p.m., Sterling Public Library. Be there. Make your voice heard right now. Like I said, there are only two people interested in going. Let's get that interest up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Floor this thing. Let's fill some seats.
Absolutely. Do we cover everything you wanted to talk about?
Quick little nudge.
All right.
There's one thing on the ballot for us. It is the tax on the marijuana sales. I know the manager covered that, but just wanted to reiterate. If you'd like to see a little extra money coming in, you know, to, I don't know, maybe fill a pothole or pave a road, we're kind of short on funds. That's why the city's got kind of, you know, rough roads out here.
Yeah.
You can vote yes on that, and it will help to contribute to that fund that repairs your roads. So just keep that in mind when you're voting this year.
And no matter what it looks like, the ballot is not, it's only people who buy marijuana that will be
Correct.
Paying this tax.
That's all it is.
When I read the thing on my ballot, I went, oh, I see now how some people might be, you know.
It's legalese, and I don't like it. It's terrible. Yeah, I even, this is the official, like, Tabor language.
Right.
And it's like, normal people don't know what that means.
And if you've ever met Douglas Bruce, that's the weird thing, because he doesn't speak in legalese.
Right.
Right? He's the author of the Tabor Amendment. Mm-hmm. Matthew Foose, our mayor this morning. And again, if you have any questions, hey, contact your city council member or the mayor himself. Thanks for your time, and thanks for what you do for the city. I appreciate it.
Hey, you betcha.
Appropriately, here's Huey Lewis in the news on 105.7 KPMX.